Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Show your face. That is the demand by a number of Jewish leaders in New York City who are calling for a ban on masks in public spaces. This is to avoid not being able to identify those suspected in anti-Semitic incidents. Let's get details live from our Glenn Chuck.
And of course, for months we've been talking, Susan, about the surge in anti-Semitism here in the city, leading to this call for the return of the anti-mask law in New York that did exist but had to go away during COVID. Now, one example of trouble Monday, you'll recall we were talking about this subway car here in the city that was filled with people, and those with masks then screaming, "Zionists, get off the train for your own safety," doing that, screaming and making all those claims while they covered their faces so they couldn't be identified. So we checked in with Scott Richmond from the Anti-Defamation League. Of course, he's the regional director for New York and New Jersey. He would support a potential mask ban in New York.
There are reasons that one could wear a mask for religious purposes, for some sort of holiday, for obviously for medical needs, and for all of those there should be exceptions. But there's a safety imperative here that people's identities need to be known.
Richmond tells us clearly people hiding behind a mask may not be so bold in hateful statements if they weren't covering their face with a mask. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Midtown.
Well, the latest vandalism was in Manhattan and Brooklyn.
The protesters sprayed red paint on 65th Street near Park Avenue. That's where the Palestinian mission to the UN is located. There were also leaflets scattered on the street, critical of Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority, saying it had gotten too close to Israel and the U.S. There was a similar protest at the homes of Brooklyn museum officials. City Comptroller Brad Lander said the red paint and banners showed up at the home of Ann Pasternak, director of the museum, also at the homes of some of the museum board members, all of whom are Jewish.
It is gross. And I condemn it in the most clear of terms. It breaks my heart.
Mayor Adams posted on X, "This isn't free speech. This is a crime." Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
And on the Senate floor, Majority Leader and New Yorker Chuck Schumer.
Every single American needs to see these pictures. This is the face of hatred. Jewish Americans made to feel unsafe in their own home just because they are Jewish.
Schumer went on to say, "This is not New York, this is not America, and it makes him sick to his stomach." As they struggle to secure a ceasefire in Gaza, new worries that the conflict may expand into a war with Hezbollah.
U.S. officials are warning against what they fear could trigger an even bigger war in the Middle East. This after a shower of rocket fire from Iran-backed Hezbollah militants lit up the border with Lebanon overnight, sending Israeli families celebrating the Jewish holiday of Shavuot ducking for cover. Now, most were intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome. It was all in retaliation for Israel killing four senior Hezbollah commanders.
That's correspondent Chris Livesay. We heard from Secretary of State Antony Blinken about the Hamas response to the U.S. and UN-backed ceasefire plan. He says they made some amendments.
Some of the changes are workable. some are not.
Blinken did not get specific, but he did say that Qatar, Egypt, and the U.S. will keep trying to close this deal. And he put the onus on Hamas, saying it is they who keep changing their demands. A gathering during Pride Month here in the city last night, but this was not a celebration at the Christopher Street Pier. 49 people held photos to remember the victims of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Florida.
The group Gays Against Guns formed in the wake of the Pulse massacre, bringing the LGBTQ community into the gun debate. And Virginia Fitzdom says it needed to happen.
Soon after that came an election where we're like, whoa, okay, we are up against a lot of trying to turn the clock back.
Antonia Swiriajaya elaborates on that.
We're seeing all these bills that are being passed, that are specifically targeting trans kids, which are the ones who are most affected by gun violence.
This was not just a push for change, but a remembrance. The group of 49 walked to the LGBTQ plus memorial in silence. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the West Village.
Hey, do you take the G train? Well, then you probably already know that you're going to see major service disruptions this summer. But it turns out there is a light at the end of that tunnel. MTA head Jenno Lieber says once the work modernizing the route's aging infrastructure is complete, they may be able to run full-size trains on the line. Ahead of that, he explained why your service is going to get messed up.
It's not just a matter of putting in some cables and some other components. That's why we actually have to do a shutdown, because the track is being redesigned in a way that you can't easily do just on weekends or overnight.
But he adds,
we're going to be running a massive shuttle operation, bus shuttle operation, on principally on Manhattan Avenue. And without getting into every detail, we've got the city's cooperation in eliminating turns in key areas, changing the parking pattern.
All of this to run from June 28th through September 3rd. Well, this does not sound good. The CDC out with info on the dual mutant flu. This is drug-resistant strains of the H1N1 virus, which have been detected in patients in this country. Research on this first reported in Hong Kong, where they found that these mutations were showing signs of resistance to the antiviral drug Tamiflu, which is the main one that hospitals rely on. The confirmed cases here are in Connecticut and Michigan. The CDC is urging doctors to not delay and give flu antivirals as soon as possible to all hospitalized flu patients and those at risk of severe disease. There is a new look at the effects of the toxins from 9/11 on folks who were downtown the day of the terror attack and in the months after. And it finds masks could have helped prevent more than just respiratory illnesses. Researchers at Stony Brook University evaluated data from more than 5,000 responders enrolled in the Stony Brook WTC Health and Wellness Program. They found that those who had severe exposure to the dust and debris are at a significantly higher risk of developing dementia before the age of 65. The study suggests that wearing personal protective equipment could have helped to mitigate that, and it suggests anyone in the vicinity of a wildfire, for example, wear PPE. You could read more in yesterday's edition of JAMA Network Open. Cops pulling over a driver in Queens uncover a cache of weapons in the car.
It was the middle of the night, and officers from the 110th Precinct in East Elmhurst in unmarked cars were investigating a robbery pattern.
They're out there looking for patterns, looking for ghost vehicles, looking for mopeds.
Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry said they stopped a Ford Explorer with a blacked-out plate.
They recover one 9mm Glock handgun. They recovered 9 loaded magazines. They recover heavy body armor. They recover handcuffs.
Investigators are trying to determine why 29-year-old Judd Sanson had all of that ammo and paraphernalia and if he planned to use it. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There's been a fatal stabbing in Brooklyn. Police say the 18-year-old girl got into an argument with another teen on Seaview Avenue and Rockaway Parkway in Canarsie. This was around 11:45 yesterday morning. When it escalated, Samara Mackey was stabbed in the left armpit with a sharp object with possibly a broken bottle. She was taken to a hospital where she later died. The suspect is in custody.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.